Well, obviously, disappointed with the loss on Sunday, but you got to be able to put things behind you and move on. And I feel we've done that, and had a few good days of study and a good practice today. And I thought we did some good things out there today.
From your viewpoint, Tim, is your starting status a week-to-week proposition, something you're counting on for the next 3 games, 4 games, 9 games?
To be honest, I don't know. It's just something that I, for me, it's every day I come in here and do the best with what I'm asked to do and try to improve and get better as a player, as a person, and, be the best I can be for this organization.
Tim, would you say that it's always been your understanding that it was game to game? Not that there was a change and it was 11 games, Tim Tebow's quarterback, but game to game, is that?
I just take it day to day and improve day to day and try to get ready for each game, but take it, one day at a time and not look too far in the future, but improve right now. So I don't even know if it's game to be game. I just look at it day by day.
What can you do to cut down on the number of hits you're taking in sacks?
I think you make great decisions. Get the ball out quick. Probably throw it away more. That's something that I know we've talked about. It's just throwing the ball away a little more. Sometimes I always want to make something happen, and so you got to be patient and throw it away. And ultimately, be smart with the ball and make great decisions.
So you think you've been holding on to it too long? Sometimes is that what you've seen?
You just gotta pull it down and just take it, and they got us in this one, and we got to get the next play. And sometimes, maybe it's try to fit it into a receiver, and other times throw it away. So I think it's different things on different plays.
Where are you on taking the slide?
I kind of took a few half slides in the game a little bit, kind of got down, and that kind of counts, right? If you kind of go on your side.
Are you under orders? Slide.
No, I'm under orders to be smart.
Do you think you've been taking too many hits so far through 2 games? Are you worried about your health?
To be honest, my body feels really good, right now and this week, and excited about Oakland and how I'm gonna feel. So I think that'll be good, but ultimately, you want to be smart, not take a lot of hits, especially big time hits or flip over people and laying on your head in games. You don't want to do too much of that. So,
what can you take from facing Detroit last week that'll apply to this week? Because they've got somewhat similar types, schemes, big bodies up front, that kind of stuff.
Well, I think, probably what you take, in every game, how you learn, how you process everything, especially as a young quarterback. And, what was that, my fifth start or something? So each time, just learning something or seeing something new and taking that and put it in the memory bank and, understand when I see it, look again, how I'm going to handle it and how to prepare for it. And then also seeing similarities between Detroit and Oakland. They are both very powerful and big and strong up front. Have a lot of team speed, both of them do. So there are some similarities, but ultimately, they are a little bit different scheme-wise. So.
Do you expect that you're going to continue putting 8 guys in the box? You saw a lot last week.
I don't know. I think it depends on who we're playing, what their game plan is versus. So.
Tim, why do you think you evoke such a strong reaction one way or the other from people?
I don't know. That's hard to say. Being on two very storied organizations in the Gators and Broncos, I think, there are a lot of passionate fans that really support them. And I'm sure there's a lot of fans that don't like them because, there's been rivalries against them for a long time. So that might have something to do with it.
Do you think
I don't know.
It goes deeper than that? I mean, it seems like it's the personal thing.
It could be for some people. I don't know. But if it is, I guess that would just be somewhat disappointing.
Tim, I know in the past you've talked about how you personally can take this negativity and use it as motivation, but how hard is that on your family when there's negative things said and your family hears that type of stuff?
Well, I try to, keep them away from it more than anything, but it's somewhat inevitable. It's just, it's there and it's, part of their lives too. So you try to, keep them, away or keep people from hassling them, too many reporters calling them, things like that. So,
but.
They're good. They're used to it, and they're really good with handling everything and being supportive of me. Because they don't really care if I mean, they're obviously supportive, but they don't care if I win or lose. I'm still the baby of the family. They're going to support me either way.
Steven Tomlin's been taking a lot of grief publicly for when he sacked you. He did the Tebow pose. And he said it was all in good fun. Yeah. He said he's mocking God or mocking you. What's your take on that? Was it all in good fun?
You know, obviously you don't know someone's intentions, so you don't want to judge, and I won't judge what he did. I mean, I think, you know, he was probably just having fun and was excited. He made a good play and had a sack, and good for him. So, you know, he was just celebrating, having fun with his teammates, and, you know, I don't take offense to that.
Didn't bother you, huh?
No. I was bothered that I gave up a sack, and I didn't break the tackle. Yeah, that bothered me, but.
Have you run into Carson Palmer on the banquet tour in Alaska or watched much of him play?
Not too much, to be honest with you.
Do you think you provoke so much strong reaction from like scouts and former players because you don't really fit the mold of a typical NFL quarterback? And
you know, I guess maybe. You know, I think there's, you know, things that I do that aren't a mold and things that I do that are probably different than a lot of other people. So, you know, that's hard to say.
And were you aware of the comments from the Lions mocking you in the locker room after the game?
No, not really.
How would you feel about that? Or how do you feel about that?
I don't know what they said.
One quote was, that's your quarterback, seriously. You know, it's like, the Broncos can't be serious about starting.
You know, honestly, I don't really take offense to that. I'll just, you know, try to, you know, get better from that game and improve. And, you know, let's, you know, just continue to get better as a football player. But you can't listen to what other people say because you're going to have people that praise you and people that criticize you and everything in between, you know. And, you know, if I listen to everything that y'all say, then my world would be so up and down. But, you know, I'm grounded by my faith, my family, and that's what grounds me, and football is what I do for a living, what I do for fun. And, you know, if I rode the roller coaster of what everybody says about me, then, you know, my life would be a lot more hectic than it really is. So,
do you have some input on the offense? I mean, will the coaches put their heads together with you and sort of decide, okay, this works, I like this, I don't like this?
You know, I'm up in meetings and listening and, you know, part of it, but ultimately it's their say, you know.
How hectic is your life?
Well, I mean, it's busy, but no, it's a very enjoyable life. I've been extremely blessed.
Yeah, Tim, you're a big sports fan, though, and you lead SportsCenter and NFL Live, especially last week, but even early part of this week. It's hard to avoid unless you're just not going to watch TV, so when it comes on, do you listen to what they say, or do you just change the channel?
Honestly, I don't watch too much TV anymore. You know, I try to catch my Gators on Saturday and, you know, to watch some college football. And see some of the NFL games, but honestly, you know, one, I don't have much time because I'm here most of the time, but, you know, every now and then I'll catch a show or something. That's about it.
Among the things you might see or hear, even from those who think you're a wonderful player, is the question of whether you'd ever conceive of a time at which you'd think your skills would be more applicable to another position other than quarterback. Can you conceive of a time where you'd ever give consideration to that?
You know, I don't think so. It's been my dream since I was a little boy to be a quarterback, and I'm going to continue to get better as a quarterback and play quarterback and be the best quarterback that I can be for this team.
Tim, how much better do you expect of yourself, though, to remain starting quarterback for the Broncos?
You know, ultimately, it's about winning games. So, you know, I don't really care how it looks or what we do as long as we win. And, I mean, plain and simple. You know, whatever you got to do to get in the end zone and win football games.